Paul Colantino, their head coach, is on our Paul Bunyan Communications hotline. And first of all, congratulations, coach, on a very successful last season.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly. We're definitely happy, obviously, with a lot of things from the season. And I think it gives us a great opportunity to build off of for this coming season. So I think as with any player or any coach that's competitive, you always want to try and do a little better, it seems like. So we're definitely happy with our season last year, and starting now, we'll see what we can do for this year.
Well, last season, a school record 24 wins. What was the key to that?
I guess the easiest way to say it, it was the simple things. We tried to take one game at a time. Literally, if we were playing Friday, we were thinking about Friday's game, nothing else. And I think that helped us a lot early on. And as we moved throughout the season, we had a bunch of different players have great games at different points. And it seemed like, not to say, you know, you get a little bit of luck here and there, but, you know, we had a big goal or a big save, and things, you know, kind of went in our favor with a few games, and that really helped with confidence. We try and tell the players, obviously, sometimes you earn your luck in the sense that we had a very committed group last year that worked just extremely hard throughout the practice week. So I guess not being an optimistic, but in a lot of senses, maybe we tried to feel as though maybe we were creating a little bit of our own luck through some real hard work. So, it was just simple things, to be honest with you.
You also led your team into the national polls for the first time ever. This year's team also receiving votes. How much confidence does that give your team this year?
You know what? I really feel as though we do have a mature team in the sense that they don't pay a whole lot of attention, I think, to, you know, the media and the articles, in the sense that they know what they have to do. I think maybe deep down inside, it would be silly or foolish to say, yeah, it definitely gives you a little bit of confidence. But we've had a group of seniors and some younger players that are just very level-headed and realize that the season literally hasn't even started yet. So you earn your respect as you go. And it's what you do in those games and what you're able to accomplish that really moves you towards the next step and ultimately the final poll at the end of the season. That's really the one that you're looking for. So we got some good level-headed players, and I think they take it in stride a little bit and realize that, hey, it's still there's still time to where you have to punch the clock.
Well, you returned the top two goal scorers from a year ago in Rebecca Vint and Brittany Howard. Who else do you expect to see great things out of this year?
We expect to see great things out of everyone. That is the truth. We feel as though we've got a lot of players that can contribute in different ways, and it would be just wonderful. We had an exhibition game last weekend, and we got some scoring from a little bit of everyone, which was fantastic to see. We got all three of our goalies in, to get them a few minutes each. And then we had a bunch of new defensemen in the lineup, too. So the truth is, yeah, without singling out certain players, we're hoping for good things from everybody. And in terms of maybe some goal scoring and things like that, we've got a couple new freshmen, and it's always nice to, you know, have some new blood in the system, and we think they can do some great things. But truthfully, yeah, we'd like to see great things from everybody.
Well, have you prepared any differently for BSU, knowing now that they have a new coach?
Well, I think as the years go by and, you know, you follow a lot of different sports programs, and there's coaches that are much older than me that know the same thing. But a lot of times, you know, you get a new coach or a big freshman class, or you know, sometimes where there's a lot of change, you know, it brings excitement to the program. You know, it's fresh minds. It's a fresh start for a lot of people, and there's just an aura in the air. So we, as usual, I think with most things, we really focus on what we're trying to accomplish and what we need to do to put ourselves in a position to be successful on any given weekend. So I think just, you know, understanding that, hey, I can't imagine. I mean, our series have been unbelievable the last few years with Bemidji. They've been physical. They've been high-paced. There's been some great scoring, and they've been just awesome battle games. So I would expect nothing less from them in that sense. Plus, you add in the excitement of a new season under a new regime. So for us, I think we can expect that. And then, two, getting back to focusing on what we need to do. It's early in the season, systems, people getting comfortable, people finding their places. Those are all things that I feel as though we can control, and those are the things that we want to focus on, because if we don't do what we do well, you know, we don't have a prayer.
Paul, I admit I am jealous. Kel gets to go on the trip. I don't. From back in the CHA days, I know that Pittsburgh is a fantastic food city. Got Anthony Jr.'s right down the road from the rink. You got Permane Brothers, which is my favorite. Any others you can recommend to Kel so that she can bring some back to me?
Oh, geez. Well, there's a lot of different places. You are correct when you say there's a lot of good restaurants. If you're out in the Moon area, there's Mario's, which is a real nice Italian restaurant, more family-run. Permane Brothers, as you said. Let's see. You go into Robinson, there's a couple bigger places like Ditka's, the High Hold. There's just, in all honesty, the reviews, I think, on Google and the Pittsburgh areas are great resources, because some of them are really, really accurate, for better and for worse. But those are just a couple of the local places. But we always enjoy Mario's and Permane Brothers. They do a great job for us.
Oh, and Brian is my husband. He even incorporated his love of Pittsburgh food into his Brian in the Kitchen segment on Mix 103 this week. What do you think of that, Coach?
Hey, one other place. I tell you what, if you're looking for breakfast, across the street from Permane Brothers is Eggs and That. It's one of the nicest little quaint breakfast places you'll probably come across anywhere. So if you're looking for a good breakfast, good spot there.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, not only is our team looking forward to the trip, my stomach is now, too. Thanks for your time, Coach. We'll see you in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely, Kelly. Thank you.